From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased Tuesday, a week after Turkey and its rebel allies intervened in northern Syria with the objectives of clearing the border region of Islamic State and Kurdish forces. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause in fighting, adding that clashes only take away from the united campaign against the IS group, and said Tuesday the U.S. has not been acting as mediator between its two allies.
There's been a period of calm here over the last 12 to 18 hours. That's a welcome thing. We've made clear to both of them what our desires are in terms of the focus being on Daesh. But if you're asking me, are we in some sort of negotiating role or mediating role between them, the answer is no.
The commander of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Votel, Tuesday said the Syrian Kurds have largely crossed back over to the eastern side of the Euphrates River after helping capture the IS-held town of Manbij, a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about a future Kurdish autonomous region. The Associated Press reports children, mostly under the age of five, who escaped the Boko Haram insurgency in Nigeria are dying of starvation in refugee camps amid allegations of theft of food aid. Izziaka Abdu is emergency coordinator for the medical charity Doctors Without Borders in Borno State.
We are receiving more and more malnourished children, especially from some camp. So this is really one of indicators we can say that can show. So we need really to do more to those people.
The Nigerian government has launched an investigation into the allegation. Brazilian lawmakers in the Senate are expected to vote Wednesday on the impeachment of suspended President Dilma Rousseff, a move that would end 13 years of leftist rule. This is VOA News. The Islamic State said a prominent and long-serving leader was killed Tuesday in what is believed to have been a U.S. airstrike in Syria. The IS-operated news agency Amaq said Abu Muhammad al-Adnadi was killed Tuesday near Aleppo. Deakin University terror analyst Greg Barton said there is always the possibility Adnadi is not actually dead.
The fact that Islamic State is speaking of his death means either that it's confirmation or that they've got some elaborate plan to spirit him away. Either way, we're speaking about somebody who is a key player with Islamic State.
U.S. defense officials are quoted as saying a senior IS leader was targeted but stopped short of confirming it was Adnadi, who's advocated attacks and nations backing U.S.-led operations against the insurgency. The commander of the U.S. Central Command has criticized Iran for what General Joseph Votel called provocative naval actions in the Persian Gulf, following recent close encounters between U.S. warships and Iranian gunboats.
So what I call on Iran to do is to be the professional force that they claim to be. Professional militaries, professional maritime forces don't operate in that way. We acknowledge all parties, all countries in that area have the right to operate in international waters, but they should do so in a responsible manner.
He spoke just days after the USS Squall was forced to fire warning shots to ward off an Iranian gunboat that was closing at a high rate of speed on another U.S. vessel. Egypt's parliament Tuesday approved a controversial new law that governs the construction and renovation of churches in the country, a measure that will impact Egypt's Coptic Christian minority. It will empower provincial governors, not security services, to approve church buildings and renovation permits. The U.S. says it still hopes to complete a free trade pact with the European Union by year's end, even after the French president said Tuesday negotiations stalled. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
There are significant aspects of the deal that need to be negotiated, but that's precisely why the president is sending his trade ambassador, Mike Froman, to travel to Europe in a couple of weeks to go continue those negotiations. He was there in July. He'll be back in September, and all in pursuit of the goal the president has laid out to try to complete these negotiations before the end of the year.
The French trade minister has accused Washington of offering crumbs in negotiations, which have stretched over 3 years and 14 rounds. Zimbabwe is planning to dehorn all rhinos in its national parks to curb rampant poaching, at least 50 killed last year by poachers. Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced he'll visit with Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico ahead of what is called a major address on immigration later Wednesday in Arizona. Trump has been critical of the flow of illegal immigration across the border from Mexico into the U.S. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.